Welcome to Shomach Shah on the Daf Shir's sponsor, Luinish Basarim Biakoshom, Lehabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yevomis Daf Tes. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, towards the end of the Amud, brings that Levi asked Rebbe, why do you say there's only 15 Noshim, only 15 women that are Arayas that Mishra mentions? Why don't you have 16? And the Gemara goes on to explain that the one who's missing is a Nuses Avi, which is not mentioned. But Rebbe answered back Levi in a very strong Loshim. He said, in other words, it looks like he doesn't have brains. He said to Levi, you don't know how to learn, you don't know how to think, you're not thinking straight. This seems to be a very strong lashon the Rebbe is using. So Reisa Engel over here sends us to the Chavos Yair, and the Chavos Yair speaks, has a whole tshuva talking about the fact that the way you learn Torah, there's no inyan for a person to scream and to yell and to make noises and move his hands. The idea of pilpul, pilpalta b'chachwa, doesn't mean that a person becomes very dramatic. That's not the point of chachwa. And a person, adarabo, debi chachomim, menachas ishmoim, speak nicely, you listen to somebody else, that's how you should learn Torah. And he comes to attack those that say otherwise. So after that, brings the chavasar argamar, and he says, what does it mean the Rebbe speaks in such a way to his Talmid? It seems to be that he's not controlling his anger, that he's speaking in a very strong way. Says the Chavos Yair, that Levi was a Talmid of Rebbe. And Rebbe need to teach Levi. That a Rebbe needs to be made till Moira b'Talmidim. Says the source in our Gemara, that a Rebbe means a Rebbe that teaches his Talmid. He needs to make sure that his Talmid is afraid. That his Talmud is being educated. And for that, he can use strong means, strong lashayos to teach him. That is learned from our Gemara. Our Gemara is that source. How, the way Rebbe spoke to Levi. Not because Rebbe was really upset. Not because Rebbe did not control his dibur. But because that's how Rebbe felt he would be able to educate Levi. And to add to that, we have the Sefer Yad Eliyahu of Eliyahu Schlesinger. Who he says, if you look at the Gemara in Zvachim, in the Flamed, the base, there it says how Rebbe praised Levi. You see, Rebbe didn't have negative views about Levi. Rebbe was a Rebbe of Levi. And sometimes he has to rebuke him, and sometimes he has to praise him. And Mishnah Rav Aaron, Rav Aaron Kotler, adds, the Rebbe was so meduktuk, so careful of how he spoke, that it cannot be the Rebbe just came and said something inappropriate to Levi as if he could control himself. But this itself was a chinuch. The fact that he used these words was going to teach you a lesson to Levi. And this is obviously the simple pshat in the Gemara, and that's the lashon of Ein Lemuach B'Kod Kodoy was a strong lashon the Rebbe gave Levi. But I saw another pshat that's brought down in Sefer Artes HaSholem, of Sholem Weiss, who was a big mekubal, wrote many sefarim in Yoni Kabbalah. And he says something, a big Kabbalah, which is hard for us to explain. But instead, we'll take his derech to explain a little more what the lashon the Rebbe is telling Levi. And it says the following. When the Mishnah tells us at the beginning of this Masechta that we have 15 arayas, 15 is not a random number. Kayadua, whenever we say 15, we're referring to the letter Yud and also to the letter He of Shem Hashem. We mentioned that in the end of Sukkah, when we're speaking about the 15 milas, 15 steps, that go up in the Hazara, that these 15 have to do with the 10 and the 5 of the name of Hashem, Yud, and then the He. Now, for what, the purposes that we need, what's the idea over here to use these two letters, Shem Hashem, and we speak about the 15 Arayas? So the answer is these two letters correspond to the Midos of Hashem of Chochma and Bina. Yud al Shem Machshava, as Rashi says in Az Yashir, and hey is the letter which is heilichal, which is what's in front of you. That's the difference between chokhmah and bina. Chokhmah is the concept. Bina is when you understand something, when it's implemented. Hashem created the worlds, oilam hazeh and oilam habo. Oilam habo is created with a yud, that's the idea, that's the concept. Oilam hazeh is created with a hey. The yud and the hey, these are the chokhmah, the gilui of the wisdom of Hashem in the world. When the Mishnah starts at the Noshim, the Mishnah is telling us, there are 15 Noshim Asuras. That's a gilui of the Chochman Bina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the wisdom of Hashem, of the structure of the world. That when these 15 women come, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Because there are 15 Arayas Asuras, the Megale, the Chochman Bina of Hashem, the Megale, the Yud, and the Hey of the name of Hashem. So says the Hartzus Shalom, this is what Rebbe is telling Levi. You want to make a set of 50 Noshim, 60 Noshim? We're trying to speak about Chochmah and Bino, about the wisdom that belongs to the brain, the Gilui of Chochmah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It specifically is Mizgale through 15. If you're going to come and add one more, so then it won't be the Gilui of Chochmah and Bino. So meaning you don't have the Gilui of Chochmah and Bino. That's what he says. This is what Rebbe is saying, Levi. It needs to be Davka 15. It cannot be 16. Dvarim Mamukim. But if you ma'ayin, yesh dvorim begoi, there is, Rebbe is using a specific lashon. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.